Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details. Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Moving over to MLS, New York City fans are going to like this. Ooh. New York City FC's quest for their own soccer stadium cleared a key political hurdle yesterday. City officials approved a $780 million project that includes a 25,000-seat stadium next to Citi Field in Queens. No more playing on a baseball field. NYCFC has been forced to split its time between playing at Yankee Stadium and Citi Field, but will have New York City's first soccer-specific stadium when it opens in 2027. Alexis, awesome. NYCFC has been looking for a stadium for a while. What is this going to mean for New York soccer?
I mean,
for
everything.
New York City.
Everything. This is the first new stadium, I think, since the Yankee Stadium had been rebuilt. Originally, they signed a partnership with the Yankees, 20% ownership by the Yankees, because they had been so proficient being able to get a stadium built. Hmm. I'm sure a lot of that hard work went into this, but to build it in Queens, where I've been to both stadiums, and the atmosphere, I think, is just a little different in Queens than it is in the Bronx. The local community comes out much more in full force. It's also a community that loves soccer so much more. And it just feels so much more like a proper stadium. The real shame is that this wasn't able to get done for the World Cup. I don't think this becomes a World Cup stadium, but I think it would have been great for just fans to see a New York City with a stadium. This is massive for the club, all the hard work they've put in. This is massive for the fans. There's a lot of fans. We were all promised a brick if you're a season ticket holder, but you have to be a season ticket holder until the stadium is built, which means we're getting that brick, bro. Getting that brick. That means something different in Queens than how I'm saying.
Tell me, Alexis, I mean, obviously you can speak to far greater depth than I can about this, but I just moved to Queens, very close to that stadium. What I see in the community, I see Greek fans, I see Olympiakos and Panathinaikos banners in people's cars. People love soccer. People go out and play soccer. There's a big youth movement. I don't know how it was in the Bronx, but from being in Queens, it feels like such a neighborhood with a lot of roots, as opposed to something more on Manhattan, Brooklyn, where it's people that are not maybe from New York. The general population of those people aren't like New York, New York. I feel like in Queens, there's more of that older New York family.
It's more of a neighborhood.
Vibes.
It's places where you could live longer, where you're not going to be priced out of your neighborhoods. But and not just the Greeks and stuff that you live around in Astoria. I mean, I'm talking about Corona, traditionally the biggest Mexican population. Jackson Heights, which you walk three blocks, you're in a different South American country. Mm. It's absolutely incredible. Just Flushing, the richness of Central, South, Mexican, the richness of those communities in those neighborhoods, and it feels like this club is for them. When you play at Citi Field, this is going to be an absolute
amazing. So you're saying Jackson Heights, I say bicho, I walk 3 blocks and the definition of bicho changes.
You very much so, yeah. And people are going to find out if you're either asking for it, you see one, or you're selling it.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the Chi?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the side. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.